Hello, listening friends. This is Keith Kaiser coming to you once again for Manna in the Morning with a study in God's Holy Word. We've been looking at the upper room ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're in the midst of his wonderful prayer in John chapter 17. Our reading begins today in verse 11. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. The Lord Jesus here talks about his leaving this world. He's already looking at it as if it were accomplished. He said, I am no more in the world, even though physically at that moment he was still there in the Jerusalem vicinity. But the Lord Jesus is already looking beyond the cross, beyond the tomb, looking forward to the resurrection and ascension into glory. And he's praying for the ones he'll leave behind in the world, his own. Notice he calls his Father, Holy Father. In a day and age when men are often irreverent in their speech toward God, it's refreshing to see the respect and the lovely titles that the Lord uses of his Father in this prayer. Even Christians sometimes come into God's presence so glibly and use terminology really that borders on irreverence. We must always be careful in our prayers to remember that while we've been brought into the closest intimacy through the Lord Jesus, nevertheless, intimacy is not presumption. Intimacy is not the same as irreverence. We come in as close and as near as the Lord Jesus himself is, and yet we must always remember that it's the God of the universe, the Holy and Mighty One that we're praying to. The Lord Jesus here talks about what he had done for his followers. He said that he had kept them. He was asking the Father to keep through his own name these dear followers of his, just as he had kept them. He uses the actual word to guard when he says that. Of those that thou gavest me, I have kept or guarded, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. How lovely it is to consider the marvelous security in the Lord Jesus Christ, that those who've come to him in repentance and faith can be saved and can have the security of knowing that they'll never perish, they will never be lost, that the Lord Jesus himself holds them in his hands, and his Father holds them in his hands, and they are kept through his name, and no man is able to wrench them from God's grip. How wonderful it is to think about that security which begins in this life and extends into eternity future. Never will God cast the believer out of his presence. He says, their sins and iniquities I will remember no more. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. How wonderful our God is, who guards us by his own sovereign power. Of course, someone might point to the 12 and say, yes, but you've lost one of the 12, haven't you, Jesus? You weren't able to keep Judas Iscariot. But that was because Judas was never a believer in the first place. He was the son of perdition. Now, the phrase son of in Scripture indicates likeness to something. So when Ephesians 2 speaks about sons of wrath, it's talking about those who are wrathful and deserve the wrath of God. But here it says, son of perdition. That means he was characterized by lostness from the beginning. And the Lord Jesus again says that this didn't catch God by surprise. He says that the scripture might be fulfilled. God had predicted it way back in the book of Psalms. The Lord Jesus had already quoted Psalm 41, verse 9 in regard to Judas. Mine own familiar friend has lifted up the heel against me. But here, I believe he's referencing Psalm 109, verses 7 and 8, where he talks about let another take his office. It's quoted by the apostles in Acts chapter 1 regarding Judas Iscariot. And the Lord Jesus here lost Judas not because he was a believer and then lost his salvation. That's quite impossible according to the scripture. But because he was a false believer, never really true, never actually born again, and he eventually apostatized, left his profession of Christianity.